You can take your prayers directly to the Father through the blood of Jesus and know you're standing in His presence, because according to Ephesians chapter 2, you're already seated with Christ in the third heaven. Now, when you begin to see yourself like that and see yourself in Christ in the third heaven, then you can come boldly, just like He says, and you can rebuke the devil. You can ask God to forgive you of your sins. You can come in clean and pure. And when you come into the throne of grace, clean and pure in the blood of Jesus, you can start praying powerful prayers of faith for people, and you can see God do great and awesome things. I mean, to go to heaven, I mean, it's a wonderful place, but technically speaking, if you are a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, then in the spirit world, the Word of God says you and I are already seated with Christ in the third heaven because of what Jesus did. Now, that really takes some thinking. That really takes some meditating on this before you can get to the point where you can believe you can be in heaven with Christ. Somebody said, I am not worthy. No, I'll agree. In the flesh, you're not anything in the flesh. But the Spirit is what's seated with Him in the third heaven. And the Spirit, He redeemed it. He made it brand new. So you didn't have a whole lot to do with it. All you had to do is believe and receive. And when you believed what He had already done and received it by faith, then you were translated into the throne of grace and seated with Jesus at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So you're already there. So begin to see yourself there, because the Scripture clearly says, and now then in verse 7, let me read another verse here. And it says, and now God can always point to us as examples of how very, very rich His kindness is, as shown in all He has done for us through Jesus Christ. Let me tell you, His grace, He is so awesome in what He's done in grace and mercy, to think that He would seat you and me in the throne of grace and make us examples. And He could look out and say, hey, there's Thurman Scrivener. He used to be lost. Or there's John Doe or Susie Q or whatever your name is. There, and some of you lived a whole lot worse life than I did. And I'm grateful I didn't live a very bad life. I was raised in a good Christian home, and I never was on drugs, alcohol, and all the crazy things that so many people in the world get on. I never had addictions to break, like smoking or all those things, but or drinking or nothing like that. But whenever I learned who I was in Christ and learned that I was already seated in the throne of grace in the third heaven, I had been able to take many people that were, and I know many Christians today that still are smokers, drinkers, cursers. I mean, and they can't break those addictions that they had when they were in the world. Well, if they will come to the Lord, when you learn that you're already seated with Christ in the third heaven, and you learn that all of His promises are yes and amen, like 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20 says, for all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen to the glory of God. So when you learn that all of His promises are yes, then you can take a person that's addicted to drugs, alcohol, anything. Now, who knows what it might be? Lust. It can be anything. Food. It doesn't make it clear what you're addicted to. If you want to be set free from that bondage, you can come to Joel 2:32. That's under the old law in the Old Testament. But the Lord promises in Joel 2:32 that anybody that comes to Him for deliverance, He will in no wise turn you away. He will in no wise turn you away. He will deliver you. So when you take a scripture like that, in fact, I think about a man by the name of Ed, one time that was in a Sunday school class I was teaching years and years ago in a Baptist church. When Ed walked in that morning, he walked by me, and he smelled terrible, like a nicotine factory. And when he walked by, I said, Ed, I said, I know you're a son of God. I said, you know, why don't you quit smoking? He said, Thurman, I have tried everything known to man to stop smoking, and I cannot stop. Well, now see, I knew who I was in Christ. He had never learned this yet. So I said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to guarantee you Jesus is going to deliver you today. I said, I'm going to take Joel 2:32, and this is a promise where Jesus said he will turn no one away that comes to him for deliverance. So I said, when you come to him, he will bring you to a new place in your life. And Joel 2:32, since he says he will turn no one away that comes to him for deliverance, I said, if you're serious and you want to be free from the nicotine, I said, the King of the universe will deliver you. Now see, I know that I'm a born again, spirit-filled believer, and I know when I'm speaking out of my mouth on earth, technically I am talking before the throne of grace, because Ephesians chapter 2 says I'm already seated with Christ in the third heaven. So the King is hearing my voice. He's hearing it. The Father is hearing it, because I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with Christ. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb, and I'm already seated in the throne of grace with my Jesus. So I promised him that the Lord would deliver him. Now here we are standing in the front of a Sunday school class in a Southern Baptist church. And he said, well, I want to be free. I just said, okay. I said, repent and tell the Lord you're sorry that you've abused your body with this nicotine. He said, Lord, I'm sorry. I don't want to do this no more. But he said, Lord, I've tried everything known to man to set me free, and nothing works. I still have this desire. I said, no problem. It's just a demon. It's a demon of nicotine, and he's going to have to go right now, because the Lord says he will deliver you. So I reached up and laid my hand on him. I said, you demon of nicotine, in the name of Jesus, I command you to come out of him and leave him and never come back. I said, you're free. Guarantee you won't never smoke another cigarette, because Jesus made you a promise in Joel 2:32. And he can't lie. So that's how simple it was. Just think. Think of the money people spend trying to get set free. Number one, think of the money they spent getting addicted to that stuff. And then think of the money they'll spend trying to get rid of the cancer in their lungs and everything else. But that's amazing how the devil does this to a man or a woman. It's awesome what the lust of the things of the world do to us. But it's all because that we as Christians don't know who we are in Christ, don't know where we're seated. But I had learned that. So after Sunday school class that morning, and after church, he walked outside, and the first thing he always does, it's a routine, is reach in, get a cigarette, stick it in your mouth, and light it. He reached in, got a cigarette stuck in his mouth, and lit it, and the very minute he lit it, it tasted awful. I mean, it tasted awful. It was terrible. And so he spit it out, and he said, man, there's something wrong with that cigarette. It tastes terrible. But from that day forth, the Lord delivered him just like he promised. Next Sunday, that man came back. He said, Thurman, I can't even stand to be in a room with somebody smoking a cigarette now. Now, this man had smoked for 25 years, but he was trying to get rid of his problem with worldly means. Sometimes those worldly means can help you, but a lot of times they will never set you free. But I'm going to tell you that when you learn who you are in Christ and where you're seated with Christ, you can not only get people set free, you can see great and awesome things. That's just minor compared to what you can see God do when you get to where you really believe that you're a son of God, a daughter of the King. You're a princess of the King of the universe. You're a prince of the King of the universe. You and I get to work directly for the King. Now, think what an honor it would be to be able to work maybe for a governor or a senator or the president of the United States, and to be able to walk with him or one of those people by their side. Well, let me tell you, that's nothing. We get to carry Christ with us, in us, and we're in the spirit world or already seated at the throne of grace with Christ. Now then, When you learn these things and who you are and what you can do in Christ, you can get people set free. I'm going to tell you a little story right here after you learn who you are and what you can do. I'm going to tell you a story about a man that's getting set free. Ed's story was a wonderful story, but knowing who you are in Christ, I've started making teachings like I'm doing right now, and I've, of course, in the last few years, I've sent those out free and postpaid by the tens of thousands, and we give everything away. And so, but this gentleman, I want to tell you this story. He was a director of a youth camp in a state in the northern United States. This man had been having seizures since he was 15 years old, and he's now in his 40s. He had come to know Christ about 13 years ago, he said, but he, even as a director of a youth camp, Christian youth camp, as he would be ministering to people, he would come down with these seizures. A seizure is awful. I have experienced many people in my walk with Christ that demons have manifest, and that's what these are, demons. Some people don't like to hear that, but that's what they are. They're demons. So this man, when he was 15 years old, he was disobedient to his father. He was lost at 15. His daddy was lost. But still, God holds us all accountable for these principles. They work for the lost and the saved. This man came down with seizures, and he'd had them 15 years. He'd been to the finest doctors and the finest counselors, and nothing worked. He still had the seizures, even with the medication. And then when he heard my teaching and learned it was sin that caused his problem, he went back and asked God, "Lord, what sin did I commit?" And the Lord told him it was his sin of disobedience to his father when he was 15, and that's what had opened the door. This man repented of his sins. He asked his father to forgive him, although his daddy had been dead several years. And he asked the Lord to forgive him. And when he did, the Lord forgave him. And the Lord told him, he said, "You don't need your medicine no more." And when I got the letter from him, the letter was 6 months old. And, I mean, it had been 6 months since he had got delivered. And he said, "I've not had one single seizure, and I've not taken any medication in the last 6 months." He said, "Nobody ever told me my problem was because of sin." Well, let me tell you, that's what it is. And when you get a hold of who you are in Christ, what you can do, you will be able to get people set free from these kind of things yourself. You'll take them to the throne of grace knowing you can do great and mighty things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.